Bowling Green, Kentucky. What do you know about Bowling Green, Kentucky?
Not a lot.
Good. Apparently there's not a lot there anyway. That's where Todd P. Butts is, and that's why he couldn't do our intro this week again. Uh-huh. 51 consecutive, a Cal Ripken-like streak. Actually, I think 52. I don't know what our last one was. We've done a lot of shows. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Soderstrom bubble. Scotty Waz, there's Jen, the NHL history girl. We're going to talk about things that we didn't, kind of looking back, we didn't really kind of talk about.
Yeah.
The nicknames. And this comes about partially because it's MLB Players Weekend was this past weekend, where the players got to pick their own names on the back of their jerseys. NHL couldn't do that because there's too many Smitties and Rolos and Johnners. Like the
Jonesy.
Jonesy, exactly. Nicknames these days aren't that great.
No.
Nicknames these days are pretty god terrible.
Yes.
Because you basically have your last name or a portion of your last name and put C or Y at the end there. You know, S-I-E or Y at the end of it, and you got a nickname.
Yep.
And then you look at this thing like the Beauty League that they have in Minnesota for the summer. That is just hockey bro to the utmost. And we've kind of been on the show a little bit about how Letterkenny, not really our thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, that's kind of hockey bro culture is Letterkenny stuff and
trying
to be Canadian. Like, if you want a Canadiana show, watch Corner Gas. That's pure Canadiana.
It's so Canadian, it hurts.
Like, and I want to see the animated show. It seems like it's fantastic.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, like the nicknames of the day is just bro culture. However, nicknames of long, long ago, not so bro culture, am I right?
Yes.
When you think of the way back, the way, way back, first nickname that comes to mind that you ever heard of was what?
Probably Newsy.
For Lalonde? I thought that was his name.
Nope.
It's his name.
His real name is Edward.
Edward, yeah, no, Newsy sounds good. Why Newsy?
Because he worked in a newspaper printing plant.
So it wasn't just a clever name?
No.
Mm.
So, yeah.
That makes sense. It's kind of fun, though.
And then probably The Rocket.
Mm.
So those were probably the first two that I heard.
Was it The Rocket for the speed of the skating or his shot or both?
Both.
Both?
Yeah.
Boom Boom, another big one.
Yep.
And
that was for the sound of a shot.
Yeah, hitting the boards.
A boom hitting the first boom, his stick hitting the puck, and then the second boom, the puck hitting either the boards or the post or whatever. So,
I'm looking at the list of nicknames via the Wikipedia. Alfie, Abby. Oh, these are really.
Yeah. No.
Jake Allen is Jake the Snake. That's pretty creative.
That was one of Jacques Plante's nicknames too.
Mm. Al Arbor was Radar. Is because he looked like the character from MASH?
Yes, and he wore glasses.
He wore the big ones.
He wore the big Radar-type glasses, yeah.
Well, I think he predates Radar, right? In his playing days?
Yeah.
Weird. Radar was named after him. Amazing. What other nicknames out there were the ones that you kind of... Like, of recent, Inglorious Bacchus is probably my favorite.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good pun.
Yes.
No, I know it has his name on it, but that's a good one. For David Backus after the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, after Inglourious Basterds, the movie.
Well, Henrik the King, Lundqvist.
Is there any reason why he was given the king name?
Swedish.
King Kroner. Henrik, yeah.
So
King Henrik was a thing, and they just like, hey, let's create a regicy.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Jordy Ben, Yukon Cornelius.
Yeah, because
big old beard.
Yep,
that's a fun one. Throw him out there.
Well, Cornway, his nickname was the Roadrunner. It was for his skating style because his legs would just like chop up the
like run on the ice.
Yeah, so he was the Roadrunner.
Makes sense. Look at all these regular names. The one that I always stood out to me was the Johnny Bauer, the China Wall. What was that?
Well, he was really, really good in the AHL. because that's where he spent a large chunk of his career before the NHL. He was known to be very hard to get a shot against, and so he's harder to cross than the Great Wall of China became the China Wall. So
I thought he was of Asian descent. That's cultural appropriation. We have to retcon all the statistics.
There are a couple of nicknames like that, though. Johnny Busick was nicknamed the Chief.
There's a lot of Chiefs.
Yeah.
What was it? God, I just saw one on this. George Armstrong, right?
George Armstrong was another one. They thought he was Indian. That's why they nicknamed
Craig Berube. They called him Chief.
Yes.
Who else? They called a lot of people Chief.
Well, there was Larry Kwong, the first Chinese player, Chinese descent player in the NHL. Only lasted one game, but they called him the China Clipper. Mm. Terry Sawchuk was the Uke because he was Ukrainian.
Well then.
That's the only nickname of his I know that ever really sort of stuck. There was King Kong Korob for a guy named Jerry Korob.
Mr. Zero.
Frank Brimsek.
Yes.
From Eveleth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it because of the shutouts?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, when he was a rookie, his start was ridiculous. His start to his rookie season was just ridiculous and included, I think, 3 shutouts in a row. And so then he just got to be Mr. Zero.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
This one doesn't make sense. Richard Berdour. Kermit.
I've never heard that one.
It's listed on Wikipedia, so it has to be true. So I don't know what it is. It just says Kermit. Turk Broda.
Turk Broda's real name is Walter.
Yes.
And he got nicknamed Turk because he had freckles, and his friends thought they looked like the freckles on a turkey egg. So that's how he got the name Turk.
Interesting. I thought it was because he's of Turkish descent. Apparently not. He loved Turkish taffy. What else you got? Pillsbury Boy. I heard from Richard Berdour in this other one, too. That one I don't even know.
I've never heard that one either.
Jesus Christ. That's not on Wikipedia. That was on an Angel Fire page from 97. Again, has to be true.
You know why they called Larry Robinson Big Bird?
Because he was giant?
Because he was tall, and he had that floofy hair on top.
And he had a little round in the middle.
Yeah.
Round them with big legs. Had an imaginary Snuffleupagus.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys named the Rat.
Only two.
Ken's Linsman. I've seen David Boland here.
Ken Linsman is the original.
The Rat.
Yeah. In part because he looked like one.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a narrow nose, kind of a narrow face, kind of, you know, there's a hockey card where he's got like a little fake rat perched on his shoulder. You can sort of see the,
I think it's an SI cover, right? Or was that,
it was a hockey card. I don't know if it was an SI cover, but it was also the style he played, because he was they called him a dirty rat when he played. So
if your last name's Campbell, odds are it'd be called Soupy.
Yep.
Dan Carcillo's got some interesting ones. Carbomb, one of them.
Yeah.
Gorilla Salad, another.
Those are nicknames that came from Twitter. Yeah.
Well then. A lot of these Grapes, the Grapes nickname.
That one is, oh God, how do I?
It was a bar after an AHL game. Or at least, now there are different stories, because I've seen the Don Cherry story on CBC that they had there.
Yeah.
Well,
one of them is because his coach didn't like him, and said he wanted to send him to Madagascar, and then there was something that came out of that, and that nickname didn't really stick, and then it was said that it was Sour Grapes because he only made one NHL game.
Hmm.
So it just became Grapes from...
Somebody in the autobiography TV show, he says when he was in a bar, wheeling on Rose, can't believe I just used that. Like one of his drunk teammates said, Cherry, I'll nickname you Graves. It's the opposite of Cherry. And then it went from there. Again, drunken history being as it is.
Yeah.
Who the hell knows what it is?
One that's really hard to pronounce.
That.
Georgia Vezina's Shikudimi Cucumber.
Yeah.
Like, try saying that three times in a row.
Right? Why was that? Because he was from Shikudimi and then
he's from Shikudimi and then he never really felt or showed the pressure when he was playing.
Cool as a cucumber.
Yeah.
The Polish Prince. Marius Tchaikovsky. There's been not many Polish guys. I think you can... Three, I think.
Yeah.
Can you name them?
Is it Oluwa?
Yeah, Oluwa's one.
We'll
give you Tchaikovsky.
Who else?
Sidorskiewicz.
Ah.
Oh, that's a lie. Wojtek Wolski.
Yeah, that's true.
Polish, but Canadian national. All right, so Clarence Day.
Yeah.
In the time.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wee, oh, wee, oh. Hap.
Short for happy.
Was he happy?
Yes.
Okay.
He was a very cheerful, glad-handing, positive sort of person.
Okay. How did Marcel Dion get the Little Beaver nickname? Was it because he was a midget wrestler and was black? Because if not, then it's a huge misjustice. Disjustice. Disinjustice? What's your point?
No, if I remember correctly, it's because he is a shorter guy.
Mm-hmm.
And his slap shot made the same sort of sound as like a beaver tail hitting the water.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I like that one. All right, what's Ty Domi's nickname?
Ty Domi's nickname. What?
Albania Assassin. Apparently he's an Albanian.
That was not a very popular nickname for him.
No, obviously not. And then you get to Leon Draisaitl, who's got like 17 different nicknames.
Sure.
Dr. Dre, the Chronic Scorer, Neon Leon, the Deutschland Dangler, Freddy Daddy, Dreddy. Like, I don't know half these people. What the hell are you talking about?
Well, see, if you said Magic Man, then I'd instantly know that you're talking about Pavel Datsyuk.
Mm-hmm. How about Mervyn Dutton?
Red?
Red.
Red hair.
That's kind of a... It's like, we get it. It's like, everybody's red. What about Leighton Elms? Or Ems? Leighton Ems. Hap Ems.
Same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh. Christ on a bike. Chicken Parm.
Ray Ferraro.
Douchebag. Because he ate chicken parm a lot? Is that the,
yes. Yeah. It was like literally the only thing his teammates saw him eat.
Wait, did Johnny Goudreau actually copyright Johnny Hockey? Oh, that's great. It actually has a TM next to the name. So either he or somebody else smartly copyrighted that.
Well, Mr. Hockey has a copyright trademark, too.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, it's like a lot of them. Like, I'm surprised more hockey guys don't do that. Because that, you want to talk about getting memorabilia stuff down?
Sure.
NASCAR guys have their names copyrighted.
Mm.
So, like, after every signature, you see, like, the little R or the TM next to it. So
right.
It's like, oh, well, that's great. You want to get fake autographs out of the market. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Trademark everyone's name. God. Gomez, Gomer, obviously.
Yeah.
The Latvian locomotive.
Skrastins?
No. Zemnis Gergensen.
Of course. Makes sense.
Ghost Bear is a nickname because no one knows how to say his last name, so you're just like, ah, this is how it sounds, guys. Gratuny the Loony.
Oh, Gratuny the Loony. Oh, where do you start with him?
He came out with a book just recently, too, in the past few years.
Yeah, like 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was quite the character. He wouldn't play if the moon wasn't in the right phase, or if some sort of, you know, sign happened on his way to the arena. He claimed that in a past life he'd been a conquistador, and this was his punishment, was, you know, standing in front of pucks. Just a very, that's what, how he got the nickname, is because he was very, like, just out there with astrology and looking for superstitious signs and past lives and all of these things. And then all of a sudden he quit hockey to go off to some ruined castle in Spain and live there and be a photographer. And then he went on to do something else, and then he went on to do something else. And yeah, that's why he's Grattini the Loony. His name is Grattan.
Yes.
How about Chico?
Yeah, how did Chico get his name?
Chico Resch, his real name is Glenn, got his nickname because people thought he looked like Chico from Chico and the Man.
That's kind of racist. Vaguely racist. Josh Green, Anchorman, because he's a comedian. Don't get that. Armand Guidolin? Mm-hmm. Guidolin? Bep.
Okay, so his family is Italian, if you couldn't tell by the last name. I know, right?
It says it right in the last name, Guido.
His mother did not speak very good English. And when he was born, she tried to say baby, except she kept saying Beppy. And so it went from Beppy to Bep.
Then Beps. Then Pepsi. And then Beppo. Glenn Hall, the most into himself nickname, Mr. Goalie.
Yeah, hearing that one because of just that he played 502 consecutive games. So he just earned it through being there every day and every night. And
one of the more recent ones that were good, Hamburglar, for Andrew Hammond, and then people throwing burgers on the ice.
And Chris Lazar eating them.
Yeah. Idiot. Johan Hedberg.
Moose.
Mm-hmm. Only because he had the Manitoba Moose at the time when he got called up to the Penguins.
Yep. And then he's Swedish. Yeah. So, yeah. The Pens, when he became really popular with them, they sold like these headbands or something that had the antlers.
Uh-huh.
And he said that he somehow never got a pair.
Hmm.
I thought that was kind of odd.
Interesting.
But yeah, they sold Johan Hedberg antlers.
That's pretty good. Rajan Hul.
Reggie Hul.
Peanut.
Yeah, 'cause he's this big.
Oh, that's why. But he had a peanut brain.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but no, he was...
It's not far off, is what you're saying.
Little guy, yeah.
What other ones do you got? Wild Thing.
The Big Planet?
Hmm?
The Big Planet? Ifrady?
Yes, I didn't have Big Planet listed here. It should be, though. Yeah, Wild Thing. Good old...
I know him as Big Planet.
Interesting.
Yeah.
They had a giveaway of him on his Harley with Wild Thing over top. I don't know if it's still hanging on the wall downstairs, but it is in the Wasilewski residence.
Yeah, they called him Big Planet because the story goes two ways. One was that he was always on another world.
Mm.
And that the other is that he's from another world.
Makes sense. Harvey Jackson.
Busher.
Why?
Let me think about
that. Because he was a Bushman?
Because I want to say it's because... Let me look.
We're both looking this up now here. See why he named the name Busher?
I will.
There's literally nothing in here about why they called him Busher. It's amazing.
Yeah, no. There quite often isn't for the old teams.
Hmm.
Um, Yeah, some of the old nicknames, you just, like, there's no reason I can find for some of them, like Cooney Weilen. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't find a good reason why he was called Cooney. So.
Ariel Juliet?
The Little Adam?
Little Giant.
Little Giant.
Yeah.
Yes, Ariel Juliet was a short guy, lots of power. So he was a very strong player, very difficult to play against.
Yuri Yokopaki. I need to find out this one.
Oh, here it is for Buescher. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the hockey term at the time was you were a fresh Buescher, meaning someone who'd just come up from the minors.
Okay.
So that's how he got his. That's how he got his nickname.
Yurki Yokopaki. Kevin. Have you heard this story?
I have not.
So this is recent. This is as of 2016, I think, 2015. So he played for the Dallas Stars, or plays for the Dallas Stars. I don't know if he plays anymore. When he was when he is in Starbucks, they couldn't get his name right. So he just went with Kevin because it was easier. So that's unearthed by Greg Wyshynski via Mike Helica. Helica? Helica?
Hika.
Hika? That's way off. Samsonite. Is there any reason why Ron Hextall is called Voodoo?
Not that I know of. Okay. I've never heard that one.
Yeah, there's weird names. Patrick Kane's got like 17 nicknames.
Yeah.
All of them guilty. Heck Kilray.
Heck is short for Hector.
But his nickname was Hurricane.
Yeah, because he had this really wild style of...
Just going all out.
Yeah.
Another nickname trend that I hate, initials and numbers.
Oh.
Like Kovalev, AK-27.
Yeah. Well, they're making the reference to the gun as sure. Well.
No, I get it, but still.
Yeah.
When people do, I understand if you still had 140 for your tweets, you'd do that way. But we got 280 now, guys. We can open it up a little bit.
You know why they called Eddie the Eagle, and why he always had eagles on his mask? Because he admired their aggression and their majesty.
Is it because they had $1 billion?
And then his other nickname was Crazy Eddie because he spent like 8 hours every day obsessing over his equipment.
Secretary of Defense.
Ray Bourque?
Mm-mm. Rod Langway.
Oh, yes, the Capital City nickname.
Game of Jersey! Said Secretary of Defense on it. It was amazing.
I just remember a poster of Ray Bourque.
Makes sense.
Yeah, he's in like camos with the Jeep and stuff. And
Nathan MacKinnon, Mac, and Nate Dogg.
Yeah. You know why they call him Dave the Hammer Schultz?
No.
Because his fists were so... His punches were so hard. Yeah. So he'd just hammer you down.
Willie Mitchell, Bill Pickle. That's good. The Big Cuban.
Al Montoya?
Al Montoya. My name is Alvaro Montoya.
You killed my
starting goalie. Now you will die. John Nabokov.
John.
That's what he was called when he came into the league, when he was in the IHL in his first years of the Sharks. He was John Nabokov, not Evgeny.
That makes sense.
Because Evgeny, I believe, is translated into John in English, or roughly around that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he started off at, like, there's some cards that has John Nabokov on them. That's pretty damn good. The Pumpernickel Kid.
Bernie Nichols?
Yeah, what a terrible nickname.
Yeah.
Not any big names that you can come up with?
Yeah. So, Toe Blake.
Mm-hmm. Is that his real name, Toe?
No, his real name is Hector. His little sister couldn't pronounce Hector. she called him Heck Toe. And then he just became Toe. And that's that.
Alf Pike.
The embalmer.
Why?
Because he worked in a funeral home.
That's fantastic. That's great.
Alex Shibicki. Mm-hmm. His nickname was Mind Boy. Because at games, when he would start to make a rush, his dad would stand up and yell, "That's Mind Boy." And so that became his nickname.
A closer, I guess, icon in this area. Cliff Perper.
Fido.
Fido because he's a dog? Or did he retrieve things? Why?
Yes.
Oh, he's a retriever.
Yeah. Hold on. He was dogged about chasing the puck. Get it?
God.
Punch Imlock. His real name is George. Mm-hmm. He got his nickname because one time he got knocked out by an elbow to the head in a senior league game. And the trainer comes out on the ice and is trying to help him up. And Imlock is confused and dazed and tried to punch the trainer. And that's how he got the nickname. Because he was probably concussed and confused. Yeah. And yeah.
Guma. Parenthetical rubber.
The heck?
Yuri Seeger. Nicknamed Rubber or Guma.
Never heard that.
Again, Wikipedia. Must be true. The Whirling Dervish. Wally Stanislawski.
Yeah. He had almost a Tasmanian devil sort of
approach to life.
to playing. Like he'd have the puck and he'd like dipsy doodle this way and dipsy doodle that way and just yeah. Oh, it was dizzying.
Old Poison.
Nell Stewart played for the Americans and the Maroons.
My Old Poison.
Because of the way he played. Just nasty, aggressive, talented, but just dangerous to play against.
Gotcha. Which one did you have? Do you have anything?
Terry O'Reilly.
Mm-hmm.
His nickname is Taz.
Kind of the same thing?
No, because he just went crazy hard every shift. So just like, you know, the sheer effort that the Tasmanian devil put mm-hmm. into, that's why they nicknamed him Taz. Because that, like, that sheer, like, whirling energy that he tried to play with.
The Accountant.
I should know that one.
Ron Tugnutt.
See, I've always heard him called Nuts.
Nuts and Tugger. Another one.
Yep.
Little Ball of Hate.
Pat Verbeek?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's because he's little and he's hateful.
Yes. He got that nickname from Glenn Healy and I think Ray Ferraro.
Yeah. Sounds probably Ferraro more. Dutch Gretzky.
Dale Weiss.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dale Weiss.
Because he lit up the Dutch League in the lockout. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, this is something. We talk about Gump?
I don't think so. Did we?
Lorne Worsley.
Yeah, his first name is Lorne. His nickname is Gump, or Gumper, because his friends thought he looked like the cartoon character Andy Gump.
I don't even know that one.
Yeah, it's weird. An old cartoon.
No shite.
So, yeah.
Any other nicknames that we might have missed?
Not any really interesting ones, I guess. Unless there's people who have requests. Mm. 'Cause you have... I mean, you have, like, Cement Head. Dave Semenko said his head was filled with cement.
Makes sense.
I think I've told the story about him jogging. Coaches said, you got to get in shape, you got to lose some weight. And the trainer said, okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to lift these weights and go jogging and, you know, whatever. And a couple weeks later, the trainer says, well, how's it going? He said, well, I only have one problem. Well, what's that? Can't keep my fucking cigarette lit while I run. So.
There you go.
Yeah. He was basically like a cigarette machine on wheel, on skates.
Just dispensing it away, you guys. Any other player nicknames you can think of?
Well, there's Tiger.
That's right, Tiger Williams.
Dave the Tiger Williams. He got his nickname for the ferocity with which he ran people over, punched them down.
Makes sense.
Whatever happened, you know. Yeah.
Finish Flash, of course. Solani for being as fast as he was.
Yep. Oh, there's a goalie that you'll see around Halloween. People like to post his picture. He played for the Canucks. He has a skull mask.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Bromley.
Mm.
His nickname was Bones. Yeah. Because he looked like an underfed...
skeleton?
Yeah.
An underfed skeleton, which is really thin.
Yeah. So, that's why he has that nickname.
Red light.
Andre Rasco?
Resicott.
Resicott, yeah.
Yeah, red light, because he got scored on all the time.
Yeah, like Steve Gozinski?
Yeah.
What's his, I can't remember his last name.
Oh, I had it here, too.
Gozinski?
Skrzynski?
It's, I just remember.
Walt, oh, no. Sorry, I'm thinking of Warren Skrutter. Skorodensky
score against me.
Yeah.
There's some very cruel.
It's very childish. Like, very, very childish stuff.
Yeah.
Optimus Rhyme, of course.
Yeah.
James Reimer.
Mr. Clutch.
Jelena?
Sakic. Because he scored 8 overtime playoff goals.
Mm. Good for him. He's doing great in the front office, too. I don't know. I think that might be a wrap.
Well,
you got more?
Mark Messier? Moose?
Yeah. Don't really acknowledge him. What about Bill Jizda?
Bill Jizda?
Yeah.
What about what?
The Honest Brake Man. Brake spelled like car brakes. That's a weird one.
Yeah. Oh, there are a couple of them like that.
Experience. Come on, guys. Help us help you. Have a logical nickname, please.
Alf Pikes is probably my favorite.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Honest Brake Man. I should know this one, but I cannot remember off the top of my head.
It's probably something as simple as he worked in brakes. Like, honestly, it seems that that is the reason for anything. Known as one of hockey's hardest hitters. That's not probably why he gave you the wake man.
The break man?
There it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
A lot of these names, yeah, especially like you said earlier, it's just like, ugh.
Yeah, some of them are not really clever. Oh, I think it has something to do with his...
Military?
Yeah. He was a military pilot.
In the Royal Canadian Air Force.
Yeah.
Not the Royal Canadian Air Force.
But I want to say he also worked for the railroad.
That makes sense. Any other ones you can think of, or should we wrap this up?
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
All right, we'll wrap it up. So there we go. Nicknames. Huzzah, we did it. All right, thank you to our Patreons. Patreon.com/FaceOffHockeyShow. We're doing, you and I, after we record this, are going to put up, this is going to go up Monday. What we record after this is going up immediately. It's the $5 show, the extra show. people can get, if you subscribe to that tier, you can get an extra show with me and Jen. So that's either reason to subscribe or reason not to. Patreon.com/FaceOffHockeyShow. You also get to take part in poll questions, also extra shows and stuff like that. So there you go. Thanks to Matthew, PF, Damon, Mark, Trista, Kevin, Ethan, Chris, Mitch, Brian, Angela, and Sean for Patreon contributing to our Patreon account. Patreon.com/FaceOffHockeyShow. We're getting into we're finally getting back. Hockey is soon to come. Pancake breakfasts were had last week or this
yesterday.
Past Saturday. Yeah.
The team was out delivering season tickets.
Yep. Kids are already moved in, I guess.
Classes started this week.
So you moved in last week?
Yep.
2 weeks ago?
Last week.
Yeah. So everything's in the air. So we should be doing college hockey coverage soon.
Yes.
And then we might have a special guest for y'all next show.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on if we get unlazy and book it. So we'll see how we go. Anything out of the ordinary you want to talk about history-wise or hockey-wise or anything-wise? Oh, the Blues unveiled their jerseys today. I haven't seen them yet.
I have.
Oh, no. Am I going to be disappointed?
I don't think so.
Am I going to be highly disappointed in
no.
this? It's funny because we did like 30 minutes on Face Off Hockey Show about the third jerseys and stuff like that. So, third jerseys being a thing, and then, of course,
it's nothing special, but it's not anything hideous.
It's not god terrible. It's basically a retread of their Winter Classic jerseys, essentially.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. The retreads are what annoys me, I think, the most.
I think they should have gone with that early prototype jersey.
Oh, yeah. The real blue notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where weirdly the note like goes through the written,
yeah,
the written like St. Louis.
Yeah,
yeah,
that would have been fun.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, jerseys are a fun topic to talk about, but it's very visual, and we're not a visual podcast.
Yeah,
so
I'd have to comb my hair for that.
I'd have to have hair for that, but here we are. Trying to think of when the first, because I think that, yeah, it looks like the second jerseys didn't come until the 30s because of the advent of TV and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was a third jersey in the 60s. There it is. Boom. The Bruins had gold and black and white. Because I knew that was a weird fact. Wow, they did it a while. When did they start? Let's go right to the team. 1955.
Third jerseys didn't become a standard thing until 1996.
Six. Yeah. 1995 or 1955 is when the Bruins introduced their third jersey and then reintroduced it. That only went till 57, then reintroduced it in 59 until 65. So, oh, they had gold bands. How great is that? It's tremendous. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. Good money grab, I guess.
Yeah.
The idea was brought up about the clash color jerseys.
Ugh.
Because there's no TVs in black and white anymore.
Right.
You have teams that have a variety of colors.
Mm-hmm.
Why couldn't you just have teams and team color jerseys, get rid of the white jerseys entirely?
Because then they wouldn't be able to sell those jerseys for money.
But who sells the white jerseys anyway? Very few teams sell the white jerseys. I mean, we saw a retread of the Devils.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean...
Yeah, I wish they would have gone with the Reds.
I guess, yeah. I mean, it's different because it's not the Reds, but at the same time, it's just like, eh.
Yeah.
Not great. Not the worst, not great. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I don't know. When was the St. Louis one held? Was that this year? Was that last year? Nope. I'm trying to think of when the hell their Winter Classic was. Oh, yeah, that was the year that they, I remember, that was the year they had to play on the 2nd, I think, yep. They played on the 2nd that year because of the Centennial Classic was the Red Wings and Leafs, so.
To be honest, I don't really pay attention to the outdoor games.
Why not? They're great.
Mm.
They're great. What are you talking about?
It's
going to be great this year. It's the Blackhawks and the Bruins and Notre Dame. If you couldn't think of three more annoying fan bases together, here you are.
I've even been to two outdoor games, and I'm still like meh about them.
It's definitely it does help the city.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's one of those things that's really for the city rather than it's for the players or fans or for the greater public. Because right. There is a buzz around the city. I mean, Winnipeg didn't get promoted, but the city didn't get promoted in the wide view, but the city knew about it.
Yeah.
Calgary got promoted in the wide view.
Yeah.
Washington, I think there was a billboard. No, there wasn't a billboard. No one knew about it. Yes, there was. And it was near the stadium.
Yeah.
No one knew about that game. But it was...
I remember we passed it and I was like, hey, there's advertising.
Promotion. And that was like the day of the game.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's the thing, though, is it's just like, as we get more and more, it's going to be, unless it's like a super big thing like this, like playing at Notre Dame Stadium, like even playing at Navy, that was the big thing. It's just like, oh, we're going to do a military base. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
It's not actually on the military base. It's right outside of there.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot of roads. Might be an eatery next to it.
Yeah.
Reaver Road sucks. There's only one exit.
And it's going to take you 5 hours to leave.
Essentially. And 5 hours to get in.
Yeah.
Because again, that Reaver Road exit, that's 665 one. Holy shite.
Yeah.
I think it's the Pitcher Memorial Road off, because Reaver Road, I think, is further down or further up.
I just have this fantasy where the NHL actually puts up signage for their events.
Jesus Christ.
Where it's like, press enter here, press credentials, this exit, like, something, mm-hmm. anything.
Or have people around that know what they're talking about. Because God bless the people at the Naval Academy Stadium. They helped us out all they could, but it's just like...
Yeah.
Wow. Like, you don't tell the people anything, NHL.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But we are getting close to the hockey, so more bitching soon.
Yes.
Hooray.
Do you have cards?
I do have cards. Sorry, I was posting a thing about the Blues. All right. Gord Dineen.
No.
Mike McPhee.
Mm-mm.
Johnny's favorite player, Bob Rouse.
Really?
No. it's just every time we do a Caps roster game or any kind of like Leafs roster, he'll name Bob Rouse. Adam Burt.
Nah.
Ken Reggett.
Nah.
Wow, duds. Paul Fenton.
Yeah.
GM of the Wild. Barry Pettersson. Wow, that's a terrible pack.
No.
Barry Pettersson traded for Naslund?
Yes.
Yeah. Vladimir Krutov. I think we had him last week.
Yeah. And
our last show.
Yeah, he was past his prime when he came over. Had trouble adjusting.
That's why they call him Pasta. That's not what they call him, Pasta. Bobby Smith.
No.
Really? Nothing on Bobby Smith.
Not off the top of my head.
Huh. Rod Langway.
Nothing.
Born in Formosa.
Yeah, he's the only Taiwanese-born player.
Dave Lowry. Mark Messier.
Yeah.
That was a dud pack. Thanks, Upper Deck. Jen also knows we have to do another show after this, so she's saving up her good stuff. Saving up good stuff for the people who pay. Patreon.com/FaceOffHockeyShow. We're adding a new podcast. Who knows why? Peter Lappin. Jesus.
No.
Hubie McDonough. Nope. No. Mark Messier, nope. Bruce Horford?
No.
Aninka Sinisalo. You know this guy.
I know this guy. He's the one who used to run around the dressing room in Mickey Mouse underwear.
Nice. Rick Zombo.
UND guy.
Was he? Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
How about that? Steve Casper.
Tom
Curvers. Star rookie Craig Fisher.
Who?
Exactly. Mark Johnson. John McClain.
John McClain. They considered him Mr. What's Ken Danico's nickname?
Mr. Devil.
Mr. Devil. They considered him Mr. Devil before.
I believe that. John McClain was just the face of the offensive Devils. Like, Danico really didn't become Mr. Devil just because, oh, he's still on the team.
Yeah.
Checklist, so I get to pick any player on this two-sided thing. Jesus Christ, I saw one of them. Wendell Young. I think I have a fun fact about this.
Okay.
I'm going to have to look it up to double check. But I think he is the only player with Stanley Cup ring, Calder Cup ring, Turner Cup ring, Kelly Cup ring. Because that would be the IHL, the AHL, NHL. He's got a lot of rings, is what I'm saying, folks. the Ringmaster was his nickname. It's a good nickname. Memorial Cup, Calder Cup, Turner Cup, Stanley Cup. Hmm. So Major Junior, IHL, AHL, and NHL.
Wow.
So there's that. And his jersey is retired by the Chicago Wolves, which he is or was the GM of.
Hmm.
So there you go, Wendell Young. Hell of a guy. He was in that time when Frank Pietrangelo was also a thing.
Oh,
it's a weird time for Penguins goaltender with Tom Barrasso and then everyone else. Anything you got to pimp or promote?
Nope.
I apologize, folks. I'm really loud this episode. I think I turned my mic up a little too much. I'll adjust that for the Patreon people. So if you want a crisp-hearing thing, go to patreon.com/facelifthockeyshow and we get some ducats there. We're going to do part two of Coach's Stories. So that'll be fun. Where can they find you on Twitter?
NHL History Girl.
And you can find me at Scotty Was. You can find the show at SDR Strom Bubble. You can find the network at FOHS Radio. Yeah, that's it. That's all for Jen. I'm Scott. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been the Soda Strom Bubble and the Face Off Hockey Show Media Faction. Until next time, bye.